Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into spring. We've got all sorts of things going on, right? Like Preakness winner shipping to Baltimore, Adley Rutschman shipping to Baltimore, Ravens schedule getting shipped out this week, and we're going to have all that going on. Our friends at Planet Fitness have put together something that when it hit my desk, I told Karen, I said, we got to get Josh on the show here, get Lynn, get Vic. Somebody got to talk about this because I got to get to the roots of a promotion that I go back and think to myself. Josh Gerber is here from Planet Fitness. Josh, I got to tell you, this is a true story. When I was 16, 15, 17, 19, we had a Bally's Holiday Spa over on North Point Boulevard back when I was a young man, you know? Yep. And in order to get in shape, you had to sign away and then sign away and buy an executive membership. And then it was whatever, $29.99 a month, which was probably a lot then, or even if it was $15.99, whatever it was a lot then. We always talk about value with PF, and we always talk about everybody's welcome. Correct. And the fact that there's no judgment. You want people of all ages. It's not a muscly thing or whatever, but it's really – at its core about health and fitness. And I think to myself, when I was a young person, the nickels I had to rub together just to get into a gym, that what you guys are doing, when it hit my desk, I'm like, they're my partners. They've been my partners a long time. This might be the coolest promotion I've heard since, I don't know, throwback pricing for the Orioles or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's a great promotion that we are running specifically, you know, for these high school kids. They have been severely affected by everything going on with COVID. Their worlds have been turned upside down. And it has caused a lot of issues, you know, for them right now. So the high school summer pass program starts May 16th, runs until August 31st. And teenagers between the ages of 14 and 19 can work out in our gyms for free whenever they're open. But most of our gyms are 24/7. But they can work out at our gyms anytime they want. So it's a really great opportunity.
Place is going to get infiltrated. There are going to be places around the country, not every location, but a lot of locations. They're just going to be whole groups of kids saying, free workout all summer? I'm into getting in shape. I'm 17, right?
So 93% of kids right now want to be active this summer, but they just lack the motivation. This is an easy fix where they can go to the website, they can download our app, and they can get a membership very easily. It's very easily. It's seamless. They come in, they can work out. We'll put them through an orientation. And again, we'll get them moving. That's the biggest key right now with these kids. Get them moving. One of the other staggering stats that came out during this program or during this initiative was just the amount of screen time for kids these days. Since COVID has happened, pre-pandemic,
all
the average screen time.
All of us have had too much screen time.
It is. Take virtual learning aside. The average time on any sort of screen was about 3.5 hours. It's more than doubled. It's 7.7 hours per day that teens are spending on some sort of device. So that social interaction that they were so used to when they were in school and doing everything, all of a sudden it was gone. They were on computers and tablets and phones and everything else pretty much all the time. And that's how they got their social interaction. So you have this young mind that's now being, you know, everything changed for them. And all of a sudden now you're asking them to go back and be social again when this is what they were doing before. So this is a great opportunity to get them to put their phones down, put their tablets down, and get in the gym and work out and start producing some of those endorphins, you know, and get them social again.
Well, Josh, I got to tell you, I'm taking on my first intern at WNST in like a decade. And she's 19, second year of college. But she told me straight away, she's like, I'm a COVID kid. Like, I did graduation honking horns, driving by and all that. And I'm like, and not to be disrespectful at all, I don't really know. I don't have a nephew that's 17 or, you know, I guess I have friends who have kids that are 17 or 18, but they ain't hanging out with me. They're not even hanging out with my friends who are the parents, right? So finding what's in the minds of younger people, it's been a completely different 2 years if you're of that age than for anyone. And every time I have Lynn and Victor on, by the way, Josh Gerber's here from Planet Fitness. They've been our sponsor for a long, long time. Lynn and Victor come on to talk about mental health and mental health awareness for adults, for grownups, for people that maybe can process it a little better. I think at 53, I'm better with my emotions than I was at 23, right? But I go back to being 17, 18, 19, and having my prom taken away, having my sports team taken away, having whatever taken away, let alone wearing a mask, being on a screen, not being able to interact, not being able to go roller skate and do all the crazy stuff that I did. The fact that you guys put this together as a corporate, and this isn't just the local, right?
This is the entire country. So all of our 2,300 locations in the United States, in Mexico, in Australia, anywhere we have clubs, we have this high school summer pass. Now, also, so we did this in 2019.
You did. Okay.
We did it in 2019. We couldn't do it in 20. COVID happened, obviously. 21, we couldn't do it because we had capacity issues in our clubs. We weren't at 100% capacity until the summertime of last year. And even some of our territories, Washington State, didn't get the full capacity up until the end of last year.
Are we still wearing masks in your gym?
No,
to some,
no, none.
But
no,
people can wear them.
You can. Okay. You know, it's whatever. Again, we're the judgment-free zone. If you want to wear a mask, if that makes you feel comfortable, you're more than welcome to do it. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to do that either. Yeah. So we are, as of the end of February, we had all of our clubs without restrictions. It was the first time since March of 2020 that we had clubs without any restrictions.
But it's only two months it's been going on. It's sort of still new.
Yes, it is.
Fair
it
enough.
Is.
Well, this idea and this concept about kids, I always think, like, in a big company like yours up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, somebody comes in and says, I got a great idea. We should let kids in for free all summer long. It's I wonder how this happens internally, but certainly you've attached it to mental health, that these young people need an outlet, and bringing them into PF, it might be something that they'll do for the rest of their life. And let's be honest, with all this, whether college gets taken care of by the government or not, one way or another,
right,
everybody can afford Planet Fitness, right? So, these are when these 100%. Kids are 21, 22, 23, and they want a gym in their hometown, right, if they leave college, wherever it is, there's a Planet Fitness kind of sort of everywhere now.
Correct. There is. Yeah. I mean, any state, we're in all 50 states, 51 states in the United States. Again, we are in Dominican Republic. We are in Mexico. We're in Puerto Rico. We are even in Australia.
So, I know you're in Australia.
And we're in Canada.
I see when those get over.
We are in Canada. And we are,
one of the Australian ones, by the way. So.
you and everyone else. but like the big thing with this, the reason behind this, and you're talk pre-COVID here. Back then, only less than 15% of teenagers were active. That was back then. And even now, it's even more so than that. So you got a lot of kids that just are not active. 63.5% of Maryland teenagers are overweight. And another 25% are considered obese. So they don't have the right fundamentals, the right foundations at this young age. All that's going to do is cripple the healthcare system. If you have that many kids that are already starting that far down in the spectrum of where we need them to be. So this is a great opportunity for them to build these foundations. And look, whether it be with us when they get older, whether it be with someone else, some other company, again, we obviously want them with Planet Fitness to be lifelong members. But at the end of the day, we want people moving. We want people moving not only for their physical health, but their mental health.
Aerosmith saying, you got to move. Yeah. You
got
to move.
You got it. You got it. I mean, every day. I preach it every day. You know, I am a huge component of the movement. One, mainly for my mental health. You know, making sure that I can do everything, that I can take care of my daughter. I can do the stuff I need to do for work. I can be in the community. I can do everything that I need to do. I can come to work and I feel like I have a positive attitude. And it's the same with these kids. And if they have that foundation, knowing that this is not only for your physical health, but this is for your mental health, I think that it's going to set these kids up for success moving forward in their lives and give them that foundation that right now they don't really have a foundation, because like that, you know, the 19-year-old intern you're talking about, she's considered a COVID kid. Their worlds were turned upside down. They lost proms, they lost sports. These are major lifespan events that have been completely taken from them. And how will they recover from that? What will we see of these kids in 10 years? What will we see of these kids in 20 years? How are they doing in society? Are they functional members of society? Are they giving back? Are they doing the things that we need them to do? How are they from a health standpoint? You know, so there's a lot of reasons, you know, why we do this program. But the mental health piece is probably the number one piece right now.
I'm just glad I can tell Chloe, my intern, that I got her a free gym membership at the Planet Fitness to go along with her internship.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
Josh Gerber is here. He does all things marketing and information, and we got some information on Planet Fitness. Bring me up to speed a little bit on the clubs and the experience of coming in. For so long, we were doing apps. We were working in instead of working out. You guys shifted on a dime to move things to say, these people that need their gym, that need their treadmill, that need their workout, that needs some instruction, some guidance, that you guys took it into the home and do work in. I guess we've all learned so much over 2 years of doing this. I would think there's some people, my wife has become addicted to working out in the little room she's in because she's really good at that. It hasn't been my thing. Working out on a TV screen, I've never really been good at it, whether it was Richard Simmons back in the day or, you know, doing whatever. I'm much more physical, much more need to be in a room with other people and sweating. I'm a hot yoga guy. You know that. And moving, I prefer a gym. I prefer that to, well, I'll just get some weights in the basement. Not my thing.
Right. Yeah. It was funny because during COVID, people were like, they were talking about that gyms wouldn't even be around after COVID. Now look, 25% of the industry is gone. And you probably got another 30 to 40% that's really hurting. That's kind of on that line. So fortunately for us, we are at our usage numbers are higher than what they were pre-COVID. And from a membership standpoint, we are ahead of where we were.
Well, a lot of people got out of shape during COVID, right? I mean, a lot of people were looking for an answer.
They called it the COVID-19.
I got about a COVID-7. I mean, I lose a little bit, but I mean, I gained weight and I hit my bottom when I had a back issue. I couldn't move last October, November. So COVID kind of did a number on my 51, 52-year-old health as well. Yeah. And realizing not at 15 or 16 or 17, like what you're talking about, but your whole life. I mean, I remember it's a life sentence to stay in shape. It really, you know,
it's,
like
it, 100%. It's
and
a
you
lifetime
can let
journey.
Yourself go so quickly by eating a little bit, by becoming a little bit more sedentary. Then one thing hurts and another thing hurts and then you can't get there. I couldn't work out last October, November. It hurt me to move. I'm feeling different about the spring. Josh Gerber's here. Our friends at Planet Fitness, mind and body, spirit and soul. You can go out there and make sure to give everybody the terms now. So regular person just out there that's not 14, 15, 16, maybe they're like me and gain 7 pounds or maybe a little bit of 19 pounds. They want to come in. Maybe they belong to Bally's in 1987 at Golden Ring Mall or whatever. People drive by all the time. I drove by the PF in Bel Air in Abingdon literally yesterday. I was just on that road. And so I'm in Bel Air and I want to come in. What do you need to know about coming into a gym after COVID if you haven't been in a gym in a while?
Well, I mean, even pre-COVID, our cleaning policies were at a very high level. We have upped them even more. So we take cleanliness, you know, it's really, you know, cleanliness, friendliness, you know, and keeping our equipment not from being broke, making sure it's working, you know. So when you come into a Planet Fitness, the one thing that you're going to find different than any other gym in the judgment-free zone is that you're coming into a non-intimidating workout environment, you know. So everyone's like, well, what does that mean? How is that different? Well, one, we don't have any salespeople. You don't have any salespeople. You know,
that's
so you're
different
gonna come
than
in.
My 1987 experience.
Correct. Well, the Bally's, if you remember, if
it was Holiday Spa. I want to call
it Holiday Spa. Holiday Spa than Bally's. But I mean, they were the kind of pioneers that kind of brought this fitness membership to the forefront, right? And then everybody's selling on what they call this unwanted condition, you know, trying to figure out, you came in, okay, what is deep down inside of you that I can then pull out of you to really make you see the value and the benefit to buying this $80 or $100 or $200 a month membership, right? And that's what they did. With us, it's like, hey, look, we're the judgment-free zone, you know? And for us, we cater to the non-exercising. We cater to what we call the other 80%, right? So those are the people who have never been in a health club before. They've never really done anything. And they just walk through this door for the first time. It is a huge, massive step for them.
And you know what the biggest step is? Getting it back the second time, because it takes that, right? If the first experience,
you know,
If they Correct. Don't come back the second Correct. Time, the third time, the fourth, there's going to be no benefit. We all know that. That's obvious.
The one thing that we're seeing that's kind of interesting is that typically your usage on a website is the highest on Sunday. And then you have a lot of people that will come in on Monday because the beginning of the month, beginning of the year, beginning of the week, right? You're going to start, you know, you're going to start.
And that happens. Right? That's human nature, right?
Correct. It's human nature, right? But the one thing
I think of you, January 1st must be bananas, right? Everybody, every year.
Except for the last 2 years because COVID has interfered with that significantly. But yes, but the one thing we're noticing is that a lot more people, since pre and post COVID, more people are signing up online. Pre-COVID, 30 to 50% of people signed up online. Right now, anywhere between 60 to 80% of people are signing up online. So they've already been introduced to the brand, feel comfortable enough with the brand, understand our core values, understand our philosophy, understand all of our offerings, knowing that we're all over the country, knowing that it's simple. There's two options. You have a $10 a month option. You have a $24.99 a month option. There's nothing else. Our memberships are no commitment. You can cancel anytime you want. We're not going to say,
it's an incredible model because it's just so different than all the other places, literally.
And you go in a Planet Fitness here, you go to Planet Fitness in Bend, Oregon, you're going to have the same customer service member experience. We have free fitness classes that come with any one of the memberships. And then again, if you want the Black Card membership, which is now it's $24.99, that membership, you have access to all 2,300 locations throughout the country. And you can bring a friend anytime. That same friend can come work out with you every single day, so long as you're there, and they never have to pay for their membership. So, and you have the Black Card Spa area where you have hydro massage, you have tanning, you have total body enhancement, you have massage chairs, you have a relaxing environment that's kind of separate from the club, which is we are the first health club to really focus on that relaxation, that de-stressing. You know, we put a lot of emphasis, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, R&R into figuring out what people want. They come and they lay in those hydro massages and they're like, whoa, this is like a whole other experience. So again, it's another way of how we've kind of separated ourselves, the Planet Fitness brand, to where the rest of the industry is kind of, you know, they're all fighting over that 18 to 20% of people that they're like, oh, well, they're just going to the next fad and the next fad and the next fad. So it really is a unique environment where we offer something for these members. And our high usage member only works out 5 times a month. So you don't have people in there 10, you know, you do have your people that work out a lot, right? But that's not the majority. That's the minority. We got people in there just walking on treadmills, really just taking their first steps with fitness to like you said, start that lifelong journey. Because it is. It's not a stop or a start.
Well, you need guidance and you need a buddy. It's really hard to do it alone. Yes. You know, I don't say impossible. It can be done, but you don't want to get in shape out.
You want to feel like you want to feel like you're part of a community, and that's what we offer too. It's a community environment, you know, where you're going to see the same people. Our staff doesn't change all that much. The same managers are there. A lot of the same service desk and line staff that we have are there. It's just a family type environment for a huge health club that we are, you know, and then also on top of what we do in the community, we do tons with the Boys and Girls Club. We're constantly at different events and stuff. We're always, our philanthropic hat is on all the time, you know, so we really are that full service, well-rounded, you know, facility and health club brand. And again, that's why this, you know, going back to this high school summer pass. And again, just so you're aware, apparently it was called the Teen Summer Challenge in 2019. Research was done. Apparently, teenagers now do not like to be called teenagers. So we changed it from the Teen Summer Challenge to the High School Summer Pass because they like some sort of pass now. So that's where the name came from.
High school indicates teen.
I understand that. But apparently, teenagers do not like being called teenagers.
I don't like being called over 50.
Yeah. Well, that's never changed.
That's
nobody wants to be called that. That's just a fact of life. Exactly.
Josh but again, here from PF. Go ahead, bud.
No, I was just saying that, like, you know, again, that's really what separates us. And that's why we're so passionate about this program. And I am very concerned for our youth. I'm very concerned. I have a 6-year-old daughter. You know, I make sure that we're active all the time, you know, because it's part of my life. It's part of my DNA. I know that if I keep moving, I'm better physically, emotionally, and mentally. And if I can keep those three things intact, I know that I have the fundamentals and foundation to be a well-balanced individual. you know, and a good member of society. And that's really what we need. It's not, I'm not trying to go in there. We're not trying to get these kids to become, you know, bodybuilders or anything like that. We want to keep them moving. We want to stimulate their mind, and we want them to achieve their goals, what they have set for those lives. What do you have set? What do you want to be? We want to help you get there. And fitness is a great way to do it.
School's out and the gym is in. Teens 14 to 19 working out free all summer long, beginning
May
16th. Just in time for Preakness week. Probably just in time for Adley Rutschman to get here. Planet Fitness has been sponsoring us most of this century since they came along. We are very proud to talk about the high school summer pass. That'll be in all of our ads. You'll be hearing it around here. So if you got kids, get them in shape. Get them out of the house. Mom, get out and go to the gym. Work out, for crying out loud. Josh, I appreciate you, man. I'm glad things are up and moving here. And we got normalcy back to some degree. And I'm looking forward to having you back on the program sometime soon. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Appreciate you. Josh Gerber joining us here. Right. He does all things marketing, communication, fun, kids, free at Planet Fitness. We're having some fun around here as well, getting ready for Preakness next week. The NFL schedule announcement, as well as the imminent appearance of Adley Rutschman at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Plenty of sports, plenty of Baltimore positive as well. We're taking Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery. I got some Betty Boop scratch-offs. I'll be giving these away. First ever vegan crab cake. Yes, because we're getting in shape. It's summertime. We're going to be down at the Land of Kush on the 18th. That's Wednesday, 2 to 5. Going to be joined by Brooke Learman as well as Thiru Vignaraja, both vegan. I've had vegan people say to me, we got a vegan crab cake? I got a vegan crab cake on the 18th. Big appreciation to our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Goodwill Industries and Window Nation, our newest sponsor. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.